Alaska. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin concluded a highly anticipated summit in Anchorage, Alaska, without reaching a ceasefire deal for Ukraine, but both leaders described their discussions as constructive and productive. The three-hour meeting ended with a 12-minute joint press conference during which the leaders declined to take questions from journalists, issuing only prepared statements. Despite no breakthrough on Ukraine, Trump and Putin sought to highlight progress and the potential for improved U.S.-Russia relations. President Putin said the discussions were held in a constructive atmosphere of mutual respect, a sentiment echoed by Trump, who called the summit very productive. Putin avoided specifics on Ukraine's battlefield situation but described the meeting as a potential starting point for resolving the conflict and restoring business-like and pragmatic U.S.-Russia relations. Putin urged that Kyiv and European capitals view developments constructively and cautioned against provocations or behind-the-scenes intrigues that could undermine progress. He also referenced shared U.S.-Russia history, including Alaska's Russian heritage and cooperation during World War II, suggesting the meeting symbolically represented a step toward a new chapter in bilateral ties. Trump claimed that some progress had been made on Ukraine, while stressing that there's no deal until there's a deal. He emphasized that Putin wants peace, noting that both leaders aim to prevent thousands of deaths per week. However, Trump stressed that the peace process ultimately rests with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying he would brief Zelensky and NATO on the outcome of the Alaska talks. There were many, many points that we agreed on, most of them, I would say, a couple of big ones that we haven't quite gotten there, but we've made some headway, Trump said. The Anchorage meeting marked the first summit between U.S. and Russian leaders in 4 years, as the Ukraine war entered its third year and bilateral relations reached a post-Cold War low. Both leaders indicated they were open to continuing dialogue, with Putin inviting Trump to Moscow.